Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This weekend, Bethpage Black out on Long Island. And Tiger Woods, probably the biggest story. Not probably. He is the biggest story in golf anytime he plays. Certainly the biggest story in golf coming out of his Masters victory and headed to the next major, the PGA, this weekend. But also a big story in that Tiger Woods is being sued by the family of a young man who worked at his restaurant in Jupiter, Florida, The Woods, and died last winter, last December it was, due to driving while intoxicated after leaving the restaurant, The Woods, where he worked. That's Tiger Woods' restaurant, The Woods. Tiger asked about it yesterday and his thoughts.
Well, we're all very sad that Nick passed away. It was a terrible, terrible night, a terrible ending. And just we feel bad for him and his entire family. It's very sad.
24-year-old Nick Immisberger is the young man.
Yeah, this was in early December, this past early December, and his blood alcohol was more than three times the legal limit, and they filed the lawsuit on Monday. Now, I find the timing of filing the lawsuit pretty curious, that this is when you're going to get the most run because it's PGA week and Tiger is back in the news, and it's I find it more than coincidental, to be quite honest with you. And they held this news conference yesterday, the lawyers for the family did, which they said that on the day that he died, Immisberger had worked a lunch shift and then spent 3 hours drinking at the bar before setting off for home. His family said that he was served alcohol to the point of severe intoxication. Neither Woods nor his girlfriend, and Tiger Woods' girlfriend runs the is the general manager of that restaurant. So neither Woods or his girlfriend were there when the day that this guy died. But the family claims, however, that Woods was aware that this guy was addicted to alcohol and had drank with him in the past. You like run down this road of being, of having compassion, but then also we're paid to give our opinion. There has to come a point where you need to be responsible for your actions.
Yeah.
Personal, if you choose to sit at a bar and drink for 3 hours, personal responsibility at some point comes into it. Now, what are they, like those dram laws or whatever that you have to, you know, if somebody's intoxicated and you serve them alcohol, by extension, you could be responsible for this, and there's insurance policies that are taken out, and people could, you know, bite into that if they end up being, you know, nobody's going to go to jail over this. Like, Tiger isn't going to jail. His girlfriend isn't going to jail.
No,
nobody who works at this bar is going to jail.
It's a civil suit. And
but what might happen is they might get hit for some money.
But what's interesting is that they're...
It won't even... What's going to happen is there's going to be an offer made. They're going to say, will you settle for this?
Yeah.
Will you try to do this? Can we meet here?
And it's, look, it's attempting to, after the fact, maybe not remove the personal responsibility from the person, in this case, Immisberger, who died, but maybe it's the family trying to extract some sort of admission of responsibility from someone else. But he's the one who sat and drank himself silly, and he's the one who put himself behind the wheel ultimately. I mean, nobody, I don't think, held him down and poured the alcohol down the back of his throat. And while Tiger Woods and his girlfriend and anyone else who worked at the restaurant may have known that this guy had a problem with alcohol, I don't think that makes them complicit in his death. At what point do we remove all semblances of personal responsibility?
There's personal, then there's legal. Like with that Dram Shop Act, it's the case in which a business which sells alcohol hosts or serves liquor to a drinker who's obviously intoxicated, there's strict liability to them. Like you can get in trouble for serving people. And there's courses that people have to take. There's responsibility that has to happen. But this seemed like an interesting case because, and there's also tapes apparently that were destroyed from the night before when the guy was drinking. Like there's a weird way in which the surveillance cameras just don't happen to be working. And that's what is at issue with the family. But this is an interesting case, too, because This wasn't a traditional, I'm serving this patron. The guy had the latitude to go behind the bar and get his own alcohol, even when he was off shift, you know? This is, you got to be responsible for yourself. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there would be much less, what's the word I'm looking for? There would be much less sympathy for this guy. I mean, what if he had not just killed himself, but had taken out a family of four driving down the road in the opposite direction, you know? That's the thing that, look, I feel terrible for his family. I really do. It's awful to lose someone that young.
Don't get hammered and drink and drive. You know,
again, like, I feel awful for his family. For him, he did not take personal responsibility, and he didn't take account of what he himself was doing. Nobody forced him to do that.
We just live in an overly litigious society where we always want to blame somebody for our own actions if they're met with a deep consequence.
A lot of places have rules where you work at a bar, right. You can't drink at that bar. A lot of places have that, or at least an understanding where you don't do that.
I think that Tiger will end up, the shame of it is that Tiger will be asked questions. It won't overshadow the PGA, but this won't stop either. Like, this will be part of the story of the PGA for sure.
Well, it'll be one of the things they bring up every time. The first couple times they show Tiger tomorrow morning, absolutely. It's a part of the story. So it's hard to leave out, if you're going to talk about Tiger this weekend, that this is something that's going on. Talking about this wrongful death suit against Tiger Woods, former employee of his restaurant, The Woods, in Jupiter, Florida, that his girlfriend is the general manager of. This guy, Nick Immisberger, was an employee there, but also drank himself silly one night, went out, and unfortunately died in a car accident of his own doing.
I got to be honest. I have a lot of friends that are attorneys, right? A lot of them. But isn't this why people hate attorneys? Isn't this exactly why you hear people say everything's overly litigious? I can't stand attorneys. This is what they do. This is one of those cases where you can understand these laws and you could get where they're coming from here. But this seems like a couple things: a lack of personal responsibility.
Yes.
And after the fact, a money grab of someone who has a lot of money and someone who potentially could pay out. And one stems from the other. The lack of personal responsibility is at the core of all of this.
It's disappointing that six months later, the family has decided, and I'm sure they're still going through their grief. They lost a 24-year-old son, brother, cousin, whatever. A member of their family, a guy very early in his life who shouldn't have been lost at that age. But 6 months later have decided that this is the way to go. Like, you can fault the lawyers for filing the suit, I guess. It's the family that decided to do it.
Oh, no. Yeah, and there's a little bit of, you know, hyperbole at play here.
Sure.
But I'll give you some, like, personal responsibility for me. I just, quite simply, 100%, I make the choice. I don't drink and drive. Not one beer. Not one beer. Mm-hmm. I don't. Like, I just don't do it. Either my wife is going to drive or I get an Uber. Like, that's it. If I go out and I have my car and I'm going to drive and I'm the only driver, I'm just not driving. Like, it's not even a sip. Like, the other day I went to Dave and Buster's with my son. And, like, you know, some people sit around, they'll have a beer with lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can have one beer and not be intoxicated.
Sure.
I just choose to not even have
an eight-ounce beer.
And I'm also
of the mind where, like yesterday, my last day of vacation, I'm going to have a beer with my lunch. So my wife and I go to Permane's. We each have a sandwich. We each have a beer and move on with our day. And I also think this is where personal responsibility and knowing your own limits comes back into it.
Right.
I'm not going to drink more. You can set your own personal limits.
You can be your own governor. And
exactly.
My governor is I just choose to not even go down that road whenever I have my car.
Right.
I don't even go down that road.
Tony's in South Park. He joins us today on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I agree with you guys 100%. You know, this is all on him. It's all personal responsibility. But I do throw a little bit of blame at the family just because, you know, when you're raising a kid, you know, you need to teach them right from wrong. And, you know, when I go out drinking, just like you guys are saying, I don't drive if I have one drink. You know, you got to teach your kids these lessons in life, or they're not going to they're not going to go do these things.
Well, I think there's a lot of good parents, though, whose kids have been led astray or
right,
done
or
things
have become
of their
alcoholics
own accord.
Through no right. doing of the parents.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the argument here is that Tiger Woods and his girlfriend, who's the general manager of this restaurant, knew that Nick Imusberger had an alcohol problem, that he was an alcoholic. And didn't stop him from drinking. Well, are they supposed... I don't understand. Again, I come back to, at what point does the responsibility fall on the person themselves?
Well, here's another thing, too. That the most obvious way to stop him from drinking or to help stop him from drinking is to fire him from working in a bar.
And then he doesn't have a job.
Right. Was that going to help him? Again, it gets into... The whole core of this, at the crux, is always going to be personal responsibility. It just is. And until... That's the ball that starts rolling down the hill with everything. Every conversation that comes out of this is personal responsibility and a choice to go ahead and move that responsibility down the road or not.
Right. But as you said at the very beginning of this conversation, we already know how this will play out.
Right.
You know, they'll settle out of court.
One attorney will call another attorney and say, look, it's Tiger Woods. It's a high profile guy.
Right.
Okay. The insurance policy of this place that you have, that Tiger has, in accordance with these dram shop laws or whatever, has to be X amount of dollars. So he has it. We're going to bite into this for whatever. The family wants this. Hell no, I'm not giving them that. Okay, what's the dollar amount? All right, will they take this? I don't know. Let me call them. I'll call them back, whatever. Bang, they'll find out a dollar, and there'll be a non-disclosure, and nobody will ever find out, and they'll get their money, and they'll get some of what they wanted, but they won't get all of it. That's how it's going to end.
And I can't imagine that money is going to make them feel any better about losing their son.
No, but I do find the timing curious. I I'm okay to say that. It is the week of the PGA. It is when Tiger's at his
Tiger
biggest
coming
stage,
off a major win.
And it's time to... And
it's a shame.
It's not...
The whole thing's just a damn shame.
Well, presumably they've been working on this for a little bit. And then you're right to have it surface right now. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.